Reiki practitioner. She's doing a lot of different things in the holistic field, and I'm so grateful that she came on to share some of her time with us and her expertise. Once again, we're going to talk all about stress and her three top tips, or her big three, as she calls them. Stick around. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
All right, welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. You heard all about Tanya West in the introduction. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Tanya.
Thank you so much. I love to be here today and be talking with you. I'm excited.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. Today we're talking about stress, and I think the majority of people are stressed out on a regular basis. I really enjoy talking about stress. I think that there's so many different angles and different ways that we can help people learn to reduce stress. Tanya, I want to talk about you before we get into it, which is sometimes uncomfortable to talk about ourselves.
Yeah.
But I would like to give our audience a chance to resonate with you a bit and learn about where you came from and what you're doing now. So would you take a few minutes here to talk about yourself and tell us what you're doing and how you got there?
Yeah, absolutely. I have told my story like several times to people, and basically I had a lot of stress in my life, and I wasn't feeling well in my late 20s. And I didn't know what was wrong with me. I went to see a whole bunch of doctors and try to figure out, because I was tired all the time and I had itchy skin and, night sweats and everything else. And it probably took quite a few years before I could barely breathe. And I went into like a walk-in clinic and they told me I had a chest infection, which I knew wasn't the answer. But a week after that, when nothing was working, I went to my chiropractor and he had told me that I had no air going into my left lung. And, obviously that is not a good thing. And so he told me to go to the emergency and ask them to do an x-ray, which is something that no one had even thought of. I had all kinds of blood tests and that stuff. And so I did go to the emergency and like, look, this is what's been going on. I was told I should get an x-ray. And so I did. And basically my left lung had been filling with fluid over the years and was causing me to have problems breathing. And I found out that it was a massive tumor in my chest. And, lo and behold, I had cancer at age of 30. And, that's when my cancer journey began. And that's when I started, thinking, I haven't been paying attention to what I've been eating. I haven't been dealing with my stress, what's going on in my life. And, my mom also had breast cancer and I tried to help her as well. And, those things have what inspired me to take on healthy living and move forward that way.
So what do you do now? Is it that led you to that experience, led you to what you do now?
Yeah, I do. I do a lot of computer work still. Like that's what I went to university for. And but after all this happened, I started taking more and more health courses. And now I have my certification in holistic nutrition. This year I became a certified holistic cancer practitioner and a Reiki practitioner. And these are all things that I use to help people live a healthier life. So I still use my computer skills, but I also use my health knowledge to help people too.
And so today we're talking about stress. Do you know the main factors that were stressing you out, or was it just a regular thing? You know what, before I finish that question, I kind of feel like, again, stress is something I enjoy talking about because so many people are stressed out, but I feel like the majority of us think it's okay. Like it's okay to be stressed out. Like it's normal. Like we should just be stressed on a regular basis. Do you think that's accurate?
I do think it's normal to have stress in your life, but I think we need to look at that there's two types of stress. There is good stress, which, you know, everyone thinks stress is really bad, but short-term stress can be a good thing for you. And then there's long-term stress when we go into a state of we're constantly stressed and we're not dealing with our stress in our lives. So, you know, it can come from various angles like work, family, health, relationships, finances. Like, these are all the things that cause us stress in our lives, and we need to learn how to deal with those stresses. And I think that's where the problem comes in, and it affects our health. And that's what we want to look at.
And why do you think a lot of people just don't deal with stress, or they don't look for ways to reduce stress?
They just don't know what to do. Like, so we have like one stress that comes up in our life, and we don't deal with it. Then another stress comes along, and it just like builds up into this snowball effect of this massive ball of stress that, you know, is weighing down on us. And, you know, it feels like a weight on our shoulders, you know, tightness in the chest. And it, what this is doing is it's really bringing our immune system down. And this is when disease starts to happen, because they've shown that when you're feeling down, your immune system is affected, and we want to stop that cycle. That's when we want to step in and do more to handle the stress.
So when we talk about good stress, for me, like we put different amounts of stress on our body. So if we look at exercise, that's a certain type of stress we put on our body. We put it on our muscles, our ligaments, our tendons. This is a good stress. We put stress on our heart and lungs when we're working out in the same way.
Right.
When you mention good stress, what are you referring to?
Well, you said it exactly. Basically, one good stress that a lot of people can easily do is exercising. And it's not like I'm saying go to the gym and, you know, hit the weights and that kind of a thing like every day. But basically, you get that blood circulating through your body. You can do like cardio for 20 minutes three times a week or something, you know, so simple that you enjoy doing, walking, biking, that kind of thing. And it's actually so good for the body and the brain. It actually can help boost your brain power. You know, you work out in the morning, you have energy all day, and then it's a delayed reaction, but you actually, your brain will work better later on because of this short-term stress after working out. So exercising is good for you, like your all overall health.
Yeah, I always feel like I think clearer when I'm done working out, and then
yeah,
even when I'm working out, I get like all these ideas. I'm like, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, and I'm like, maybe I should stop working out so much. But I think people miss out on that, because we have, like, unfortunately, we live in a society where it's, you know, microwaves and fast foods, and it's the quick fix type of thing where that weighs us down. So we have a huge lunch, and we probably with alcoholic beverages. It's just a constant cycle, and our brains are foggy on a regular basis, and we don't know without exercise, without fresh air, without doing things that kind of reduce that stress or create mental clarity. We don't even know that we have this brain fog on a regular basis.
Yeah, it's so true that basically what people do when they get into that mode, they're actually self-medicating. That's kind of what happens. So we don't even realize that we're doing it. But if you think of people that you know, and you think, okay, so like, how do you react when you're stressed out? Like, a lot of people turn to food, and, you know, they're eating the chips and, you know, cookies and stuff like that, that are more comfort foods. And self-medicating can also be drugs and drinking, and, you know, people watch television for, you know, 5 hours a day just because they want to check out and not handle, you know, not deal with anything that's going on in their life. And we don't want that to happen. Like, I don't want people turning, you know, they don't even, like I said, they don't realize that they're actually doing it. But we want to make healthy choices, and that's what we want to talk about today.
And when it comes to bad stress, you just mentioned some of the things like food and, I suppose, inactivity if you're sitting around most of the evening. What other kind of bad types of stresses weigh us down and stress us out?
Well, like I was saying, if it's, you know, work, we can have situation at work that causes us stress. Relationship stress, you know, is a common one. There's so much that goes on in our lives that everyone has to deal with. And, but they just don't know how to deal with it.
Do you think that people, if you kind of feel like when it comes to finances, like sometimes when there's like a big credit card bill, you don't want to see it, or you don't want to know what's there. I kind of feel like that's similar to stress. Do you think that we just want to bury our head in the sand and not really think about what's stressing us out so we don't have to deal with it?
Yeah, absolutely. And finances is a big one that, you know, it can cause stress in relationships. It can cause stress just for yourself. Like, you know, you get that that Visa bill that comes in, and you kind of sweat and like opening it. Like, do I really want to see what this says? And, you know, even before you know you spent the money, like,
right.
It's not a surprise.
You can't get away from it. If I don't look at this, it's not real.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how a lot of people deal with it. They just think, well, if I just don't, you know, look at it, it won't cause me stress. But you just have to, you know, face it head on and, you know, track your expenses if you want. And so it's not like a giant surprise, like how much you actually spent. And in this holiday season, like, you know, people are going to be spending money around the holidays, and, you know, they're going to probably spend more than they normally do. And that's totally okay. It's just a matter of getting in the right mindset before opening that bill.
And understanding that you're going to have to pay that regardless.
Exactly.
So we have, I know you have three main suggestions that you want to get into. Where do you want to get started with your big three here?
So yeah, I call them my big three, and they're things that anyone can do. They don't cost any money, and they're so easy. So it's just a matter of getting into a new routine, and they're things that you can do every day, or, you know, you can do them every other day, once a week, but just get into the habit of doing them. So number one is to write it out. So if something is bothering you, causing you stress, you know, more people are journaling these days, and they, at the end of the day, they write out stuff that happened to them and, you know, what's bothering them and that kind of thing. And even if no one else is going to read this, I promise it will feel better just writing the stuff out that's bothering you. So, because I think a lot of people bottle up the things that are going on in their life, and they don't talk about it, they don't write it down, they don't do anything about it. And this is basically what causes a lot of the disease that is out there.
And there's no outlet. Like, if you don't talk about it, if you don't write about it, I don't know. There's all kinds of, you can do like there's vlog, people doing vlogs now. You can do a video blog. Like, it doesn't, but I don't think it matters if anyone sees it. It's just releasing those emotions and getting it out, because otherwise we just internalize. And I think we didn't mention this earlier, but I think we would both agree, by continually internalizing, that's where these major disease shows up on our bodies.
Yeah, I know. Like, when something happens in your life, like, I was one of those people that I would just obsess in my mind over it. And I'd go over the same conversation like 500 times in my head, and it's not helping me. It's not helping anyone to relive moments that are not good for you. Like, that's not what your focus should be. You should be focusing on like the positive stuff in your life. And but that's the natural tendency to think about, you know, things that are negative. And that's like a switch. You got to just start changing it and start thinking more positively on a daily basis. And it's hard to do, but it can be done. You can retrain your brain.
And then, so writing it out, why do you think the same thing with finances or credit cards we talked about, or the stress issues of people? Do you think they don't write it out because they just don't want to know it's there?
Yeah, they don't want to admit like how much money they spent. Yeah, you know? they just don't want to know. But just being in denial is not going to help anybody. Like, you gotta deal with it one way or another and handle it. But it's your mindset too, like how you're going into that moment. You know, you want to go into it on a positive note. Like, you know that you spent that money, you know that it's going to be, you know, it could be a big bill that is coming in, and you just have to be okay with it. Like, stressing about it isn't going to change anything. Like, you know, either you don't spend the money or you do, and you pay it off, basically.
What's the next tip in your big three you got for us?
The next tip is number two, which is forgiveness. So a lot of times we hold on to, you know, things that have happened to us in our life, and we want to make a list of everyone that, you know, we want to forgive. And even the other way too, you know, maybe there's things that we've done in our life that we want to ask people for forgiveness. And even if you do ask them and they don't forgive you, or if you don't ask them, but you write it down, you tried, you know, you can let it go after you've written it down and or talk to somebody and forgive those that you're holding a grudge or a grievance with, because holding on to that emotion is not something that we want. So gotta let it go.
Yeah, it seems like there's so much anger that we just hang on to, and it just like it festers. Mm-hmm. And you can see it in some people's eyes. They're just angry.
And there are a lot of angry people out there.
And I mean, it just weighs you down. Like if you're so angry, like I just think, like, if you wake up angry, or if someone bumps into you and you're angry, or someone cuts you off, you have this fire in you that you can't let that positivity or happiness or the good things into your life if you're just continue to be angry with everything.
Yeah, I think one thing a lot of people need to do, like when you first get up in the morning and like you have to go to work and you know you're grumbling like, I don't really want to go to work today. But even if you just change that morning, like the first thing in the morning when you get up, and just say like, this is going to be a really great day today, like this is going to be a good day, and then you move forward with your day on a different note, you actually will have a better day. And if you just get into the habit of doing that daily, it's going to be so much better for you.
And then you don't have to think about it. If you just wake up and start doing these exercises, then it becomes natural. And you know what I think? Just like weight gain, for example, like weight gain doesn't come overnight. You don't wake up 30 pounds heavier one morning like, oh my gosh, what happened?
Yeah.
Like the Santa Claus? Tim Allen? Like, oh my gosh, what happened? Like, that's an accumulation of unhealthy habits. And I think it's the same thing with this anger. Like, we continue to, like, one thing makes you angry, then the next thing. We don't learn how to let go. We don't write. We don't have any outlets. And then we become these angry individuals.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a matter of, you know, retraining your mind to think more on the positive side of things. And every time you have like a negative thought, which it's okay to have negative thoughts, but try to replace it with something positive. And like I said, eventually you will start thinking more on the positive side of things. It takes time, you know, but you just got to keep doing it and make it a new habit in your life.
Why do you think it's difficult for people to not forgive?
I think because a lot of us, we get used to being in that negativity. And for some reason, we want to hold on to that because maybe we don't have anything else that we can hold on to. And they just don't know how to let it go. And they don't know the proper tools for letting, you know, forgiving someone and letting something that's happened to them go. We're so used to that negative emotion that, you know, learning how to forgive is something that you do have to learn how to do if you're someone that just won't do it.
Yeah, I suppose it's not normal. And I kind of feel like, I don't know, inherently we like, it's easy for us to be angry, or it's same as like to be guilty, or like guilt trips, like put even for ourselves. But so we have to work. We have to work on these things. We have to learn how to forgive. We have to learn how to let go of these things and not hold on.
Yeah, exactly. It's something that you have to learn. You learn how to do it, and you just get into the practice of doing it. Like you said, it is more natural for us to think on the negative side of things and to hold on to the stress that comes into our life than to actually deal with it. We don't want to deal with it. And that's what causes disease. So we need to learn to let it go.
What's the last tip you have in your big three here?
My last tip is number three, which is being thankful. So at the end of the day, you can make a list of everything you were thankful for that day. Like, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my kids, you know, the roof over my head, or, you know, avocados are on sale. You know, that's a pretty important thing, you know. You know, it's just making a list of all the things and even the little things. And that's actually part of retraining the brain too, is, you know, to think of the positive stuff and to give thanks for all the goodness that we really do have in our lives, instead of to focus on all the stuff that we don't have in our lives. So I think that's an important one.
Yeah, going back to number one, I think it's a big picture. Like, yeah. I always look at fitness and nutrition. That's what we do.
Yeah.
So, like, you need the whole picture. If you look at someone that wants to live a healthy lifestyle, they need to address their nutrition. If they, you know, want to continue looking for healthy habits and living a healthy lifestyle, feeling energized, feeling great, you got to have fitness in there. And then for us, support means so much, to have that support on a regular basis. And when you look at your big three here, I think, you know, it all becomes a big picture. If you need to write it out, to let go of, mm-hmm. of those issues. And the same as, you know, forgiveness. If you're holding on to things that, I mean, we hold on to things that happened like 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'd imagine some people don't even know what they're angry about anymore. Or why they're holding that grudge. Like, why don't you talk to so-and-so? I don't remember. You know, and it's a very serious subject, but we can laugh about it, I think, and take the lighter side of it. But, you know, it's a reality that these are the things that we do. And that goes back to being stressed out and finding these new diseases that come up all the time. And we're like, oh, I have no idea why they came up. But then we look at our lives and we have no stress relief. We hang on to anger, and we don't live in that state of gratitude where we're thankful for the little things that really make a big difference.
Yeah, we're so focused on like what we don't have in our life, rather than being thankful for all the great things that we do have in our life. And I think that's a key factor in talking about things that are bothering us. I think the majority of us just don't, we're closed off and we just don't talk about it. And I think that is such a big thing, because I definitely was someone that would hold on to things that bothered me instead of, you know, being thankful for all the good things that are actually in my life. So
would you say were you upset or angry, like at a younger age? You know, were you hanging on to a lot of things? Is that kind of what led you down to this road to figure out? Well, I suppose that led you to your big three that you're talking about.
Yeah, I was, if you ask my friends, they'll say like I was a shy person. And, you know, I still can be shy sometimes, but I've done so much in my life that I've always challenged myself, you know, to do different things that, you know, I've been successful with. And I think it takes time to really look at yourself and say, like, there's things that I can change in my life to be a better person, to be a more positive person, and to not worry so much about what everyone else thinks about you, because that's a big thing we get hung up on. And basically, we just want to move forward in our lives, you know, and be happy and healthy and speak about stuff that is bothering us.
Yeah, I think that, and it, just going back to being thankful, it's like just being grateful for the little things. And, you know, it's kind of funny, like we know as business owners, we know what it's like if you do you say something someone didn't like, or maybe you've done something that wasn't appreciated. Who knows? We all share our own opinion. But mm-hmm. I think many times that people are so much more likely to complain about something than show appreciation. So many times if you're doing things right, you don't hear anything. Like, people are probably appreciated, but then there's one thing that maybe they don't appreciate or they don't like, and then you hear about it. You know what I mean? Like I called a manager. I called a manager not too long ago, and I said I just wanted to. You know, he kind of answered the phone like half grumpy, and he's clear he didn't really want to talk to me. And I just said, I just wanted to let you know. I said, I'd imagine you don't get too many positive phone calls. And I said, I just want to let you know, I appreciate the service that you guys did. Your customer service was great. It was quality what you did. And he almost fell off his chair. He was like, I've been doing this 20 years, and I don't think anyone's ever called me to show appreciation for what we do here.
Oh, yeah. It's so true. Like, I can have, like, you know, you have 10 people that comment on something you've done, and 9 of them are positive, but one person said something negative. And of course, you're going to focus on that one thing that was negative and not the 9
right.
positive yeah. things that people are saying. It's just like, I don't know why we do it, but we need to change it.
Yeah, it's so true. I'm the same way. Yeah. Like, you just try to focus on what the good things that you're doing, because someone, like, there's always something that kind of creeps in there that we focus on and we really don't need to be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Tanya, before we wrap things up here, why don't you let us know more about what you're doing, direct some of our listeners to your website, whoever wants to know more information about what you're doing and how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, if people want to talk more about me, talk more to me about stress or anything else, then they can go to www.tanyawest.ca, and they can also email me at info@tanyawest.ca. And I'm happy to answer any questions that people have on their health. You know, I do have a few programs available on there for, you know, cancer prevention and stuff like that. So a few freebies on there, too, that they can download and get some healthy tips on there, too.
Awesome. Tanya, that was a blast. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your insights with us. And we wish you all the best with everything you're doing. All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and sticking around till the end. Stress is such an important topic. I feel like there'd be a whole lot less disease in the world if we paid more attention to our stress levels and looked for ways to reduce stress. I don't think that's common, like a common exercise to constantly reduce stress. And I think if we could understand or realize that a lot of illness, a lot of sickness, a lot of things that happen in this world to our bodies regarding our health stems from our stress level, then we could be healthier. We could take steps. So as Tanya was mentioning, there's things that we can do. We can write. I think it's important to talk to people about our stress levels or things that are bothering us and address the stress. Ooh, that's a good one. We'll put that on a t-shirt. Address the stress in your life, because if you don't, it just keeps festering. It keeps building and it keeps getting worse. So continue to pay attention to what's going on or what stress levels are happening. I want to let you know that all past shows are going to be going up on ExploringMindAndBody.com. So if you ever miss a show, you can always go back and check out all the past shows there. We also have a free app that's available on any Apple device. So you can download the show, take it with you wherever you go. That's something that we enjoy, that's something that we've been hearing feedback from as well, because you get notifications every time there's a new show uploaded. So you can also turn those notifications off if you don't want to know they're there. I also want to mention our monthly membership here briefly. Head over to trueformlife.com. This is where we do meal planning, recipes, grocery shopping lists, and more. For the first month, it's $1 exclusively for Exploring Mind and Body listeners if you want to give the first month a try. So head over to trueformlife.com and find out more details there, or send us a quick message and we'll set you up. That's it. I'm going to leave you with that. Once again, thank you so much for being here. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea, in health and fitness for a better world.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Taddea, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.